This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pendleton. It's January 24th. It was on this date 95 years ago in 1925 that a major eclipse captivated the country, but especially those in New York City. Taking place just after 9 with the temperature hovering around zero, crowds of onlookers stood amazed by what was happening. But the real story was how the researchers planned on measuring it. A fleet of 25 airplanes packed to the gills with equipment took to the skies in order to take measurements and broadcast observations via radio. Additionally, an airborne observation deck on the Zeppelin USS Los Angeles provided even more in-depth analysis. The anticipation of the solar eclipse in New York was so great that people began lining the streets 5 hours earlier at 4. And it was on this date in 1935 that the first canned beer made its debut to the public. Following 2 years of research, the American Can Company developed a can that was pressurized and also featured a special coating to prevent the beer from chemically reacting inside the tin. The concept of canned beer was, at first, a hard sell, but the Gottfried Kruger Brewing Company persisted, and on this date, 85 years ago, the company delivered 2,000 cans of Kruger's finest beer and cream ale to drinkers in Richmond, Virginia. Immediately, 91% of the drinkers approved. Today, canned beer accounts for nearly $10 billion in sales annually. And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk Monday when today is history.